Hello, welcome to The Big Fight, where today we are taking a look at a potential Big Bang idea that some feel will really change Indian politics, will prevent a lot of wastage, will end the constant election mode that we seem to be in, maybe even reduce a lot of civil discord and strife. Others feel that it's another slightly Tughlakian idea, and I've heard some people saying that it's not that easy to implement, and maybe it's another idea which will not completely work the way demonetization didn't, and the rest of it. Subject I'm talking about is holding simultaneous elections. Now, what does this mean? We know that the Lok Sabha has elections, and then there are elections to various state governments, but they don't coincide. So you could be having an election in Gujarat, then you have an election in Himachal 3 months later, an election somewhere else 4 or 5 months later, and it keeps on going on and on and on and on their own individual cycles, and then you have the general elections every 5 years. Of course, if certain governments don't survive, elections can be held even sooner than that. Now, proponents of the fact that you should have a simultaneous election for both feel that it will reduce a lot of wastage. You will not have to impose the model code of conduct in some part of the country or the other every 4 or 5 months. Its elections will be only there once every 5 years. This entire idea, by the way, has been spoken about in the past. It was looked at by the Parliamentary Standing Committee, which came out with its own thoughts, really worked at in some detail by the Niti Aayog, Bibek Debroy and Kishore Desai, looked at the entire matter. Those reports have come out. And now you've had the Prime Minister also saying that perhaps this is an idea that should really be looked at. All right, so good idea, bad idea. Let's get all the experts inside. We are privileged to have two former chief election commissioners joining us on the program to tell us what they think. Mr. T.S. Krishnamurthy, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Mr. S.Y. Qureshi with us as well. To get some sort of a sense of the legal point of this, we have Vikas Singh joining us, senior advocate of the Supreme Court. And then to really take a look at the merits or demerits of this, Jai Narayan Vyas, leader of the BJP, is joining us. We have Ashutosh joining us from the Aam Aadmi Party. Mr. K.C. Tyagi, Secretary General and spokesperson of the JDU, is with us. Dr. Ajoy Kumar is here as spokesperson of the Congress Party. Professor Jagdeep Chokhar is with us, founder member of the Association for Democratic Reforms. I'll be interested to know whether you think this is a reform that we should do or not. And Aarti Jairath, one of our senior most journalists and a top political thinker. So a range of voices. But before I get into the debate on this and certainly dive into some of the politics, let's go straight to one of our former chief election commissioners, Mr. Krishnamurthy, who's with us. I'm sure this has been looked at in the past. And while I'm talking, I'm going to continue to flash graphic after graphic, which people can read as to the pros and the cons of it, how much it costs, how much it doesn't cost. What would be your own take if you are to have simultaneous elections? Obviously, there are some challenges that have to be met. And I'm going to start by looking at some of the challenges. One, we're going to have to find a way to synchronize the elections in the first step. Because obviously, there are some assemblies whose term will be expiring, halfway through, will only be halfway through their term when the general election happens. And Bibek Debroy and others say that there has to be a phased transaction to simultaneous elections. Then, of course, will be the question of what happens then if somebody loses their majority and you have the election, because then again you go out of sync. And is it really cost-effective, as people say it is, or it isn't? So your thoughts on some of that, sir?
Well, as far as simultaneous election is concerned, it's a very theoretically very attractive proposition, and it has a lot of advantages, no doubt about it. But in practical terms, we have to meet some challenges. First of all, the threshold or the commencement time, there will be certain houses which will have finished only 2 years or 1 year. And if you want to have, for example, simultaneous election in 2019, you will have some of the houses having finished only 2 years or 1.5 years, whether they will be in a position to join in this, or can it be done in phases? It can be done in phases. For example, in 2019, as many of the assembly elections which are to be held together, they can certainly be bunched together and had for that 1 year. Then probably in second stage, after a couple of years, the remaining elections can be completed. But the constitution may require an amendment for this purpose. Otherwise, it may be difficult for you to achieve this desired objective. If there is an amendment to the constitution, we can certainly get over the problem of the Westminster style that we are following, so that there is a fixed tenure for each house, and the tenure synchronizes. So So the commencement problem is one. Second, there is an administrative problem as well. If you are going to hold simultaneous elections all over the country, you need a lot of administrative arrangements, particularly in terms of security forces. You have to have extra number of forces for this purpose.
Why would you need more security forces? Because theoretically, it's simultaneous. It doesn't mean it has to be held on one day. You could have it in five or six phases, as happens even right now in a general election. When the person's going in to vote in the general election, it's just that potentially that person is presented with, here's the ballot for the general election, I mean, who you want as a prime minister, here's the ballot for the assembly election, whom you want as the chief minister, and maybe you could have it even local elections, could all be done together, as is the case. You wouldn't need more security forces for that, necessarily.
Even if you phase them out, you may require an extra requirement of extra forces for this purpose. Because okay. It is not merely the date of the election that is important. The preparation time and the post-election work, they all would need additional forces.
Right. Now, you said that you'll have to have fixed terms for all assemblies, because otherwise, obviously, you know, somebody losing power in Maharashtra, it's a hung assembly and you lose power, what's going to happen then? Again, it'll get out of sync. So the other possibility is to say that if somebody loses power, you can't have a vote of no confidence anymore. It has to be a vote of confidence. So you can only vote somebody out if you can vote another government in at the same time. Now, that's one of the suggestions that's made in the Vivek Debroy report, that's one of the ways of making sure that, you know, assemblies will last for 5 years.
There is certainly a need to ensure the fixed tenure for the assembly or the parliament, in which case it is easy to conduct the elections.
Okay. Right. Mr. Krishnamurthy, thank you so much, sir, for joining us. And it's always a privilege to get your expert opinion on this, as to how this thing could potentially be done.
Thank you.
I'm going to come back to all of our experts out here to say it's a good idea or a bad idea, but I'm still trying to understand how it can potentially be done. So perfect time to go to Vikas Singh on this. Vikas, legally, technically, is it even tenable? Is it even possible to think of something like this? Or, I mean, obviously the opposition is not going to necessarily like this. They're going to be saying, you know, is this some way of trying to get to leverage the advantages of being in power at the center to get all state assemblies as well and so on and so forth. But legally and technically, how could this be done?
Well, Vikram, if you ask me, the constitution that we have adopted for our country, there is no way by which you can do this kind of a thing in India. Because in our country, we have a political system where multi-party elections take place, multiple parties contest. Nobody is sure of an absolute majority. We have had hung parliaments, we have had hung assemblies. And whenever there is a hung parliament or a fractured verdict, there is always a possibility of a midterm poll. Now, if there is a midterm poll at the center, you can't expect a midterm poll for the entire states. And vice versa, you can't have a midterm poll when the state is going for a midterm poll because of the government falling due to one reason or the other. You can't have a midterm poll in the center because you want to have elections simultaneously. Now, unless you change the system completely, have a two-party system, have a fixed tenure, no way by which, like the American system, you have a president for 4 years. If the president dies, the vice president takes over.
You could have the president being impeached, senator or somebody takes over. I say with a certain amount of wisdom.
You can't have in India. You can't have any system by which you can ensure that a parliament which has been elected for 5 years will remain in office for 5 years. The good thing which they're trying to say is that they'll save money. According to me, that doesn't cut ice, because the election is the soul and blood of the constitution. We can't, in a democracy, so you can't say money saving is of much use. The other good thing you say that because of these elections, every time there is a model code of conduct which affects your development. Now, that also is not untenable, because when you had these recent assembly elections, the CEC permitted the Government of India to go ahead and present its budget.
I'm going to come back.
Time.
So when if a I central could interrupt, issue I'm going to come there, back to the pros and cons of this and do stay on with us for that discussion. I'm still trying to understand the feasibility. The point that you made right now about, you know, what are you going to do if there's a hung assembly and a midterm poll? One of the ways around it, which is there in the Vivek Debroy report, is to say you can't have a vote of, I mean, you can't vote somebody out without having an alternative in place. So it has to be an affirmative vote for a new government
even if a party loses the majority. So hypothetically, if you take any example in Maharashtra or Madhya Pradesh, if the BJP or the Congress in Karnataka loses power midterm, it doesn't mean that the government falls. The government only falls if somebody else can command a majority. So therefore, the assembly does last for 5 years.
Well, according to me, that really can't be ensured. I'll tell you why. Because if there are five or six parties, if they are not able to make a majority, if they are not able to pass laws, how can you compel somebody to form a government if there are like, for instance, what happened in Bihar?
Yeah.
If BJP were to not combine with Nitish Kumar, there was no way by anyone could have formed the government.
So I think in those rare occasions, you will have a midterm poll, and that poll will be for a term of 2.5 years or something like that. All right. Legally.
So then the whole thing will get disrupted. The whole purpose of having simultaneous.
Okay. I get the issue. Legally, a constitutional amendment will be required for this.
Of course, a constitutional amendment will be required, and according to me, this constitutional amendment also should bring in a system whereby either you eliminate regional parties from the center, you can have only two parties. So for you do,
how can you legislate
you,
only
you
two
can
parties?
Do that by saying that
you can't
either
legislate only two parties.
I can,
which two parties?
I can tell you how you can
Congress
do that.
Will say she's
I can,
got, she's
I, Vikram,
more seats
I'll tell you how this can be. You can say that in the center, you will either be a part of a coalition or otherwise you will not, because then you decide which are the two large coalitions which can come. So if it is Congress and BJP, you will have to join either of them.
I think now this is
otherwise
becoming.
You can't contest.
I think those are now becoming
never,
increasingly,
that is never
increasingly
going to
unlikely.
Country.
Yeah, I agree with you. But now this is totally unlikely for anybody to ever agree to that, to say that you can only have one of two fronts. The entire third
That's
front
the only
will
way
be.
You can ensure this kind of a law too.
All right, Vikas, thank you so much for joining us with those expert comments as well. I mean, feel free to stay on and chip in if you want to, but although I know you have to leave us right now. All right, now, good idea or bad idea? Let me get your sense.
Bad idea.
Bad idea?
Yes.
Why?
Number one, it is against the what is called the basic structure of the Constitution. I am quoting you, Vikram, when you said, a voter is given two ballots, one whom do you want as the Prime Minister and whom do you want as the Chief Minister. In our elections, my dear friend, we do not choose the Prime Minister or the Chief Minister.
Okay, I was...
This is actually at the core of this idea. This action is a step for changing the basic character of our Constitution from a federal entity to a unitary entity.
And this making is it a presidential style election, in other words.
This is a step in the door, which Congress has also tried in the past, when it was strong. You know, some of us might remember Dev Kant Barua, who said Indira is India and India is Indira. At that time, this was also discussed. Today, when the other party feels it is strong, it is trying to do that. The tragedy is that none of our parties think of long-term future of the country. They think of the next election.
Okay.
The basic structure of the Constitution does not permit this. Constitutional amendment, not one, but something like five or six articles of the Constitution will have to be amended. So fundamentally, it is against the basic character of our Constitution. If we want to change that, we should come right out that we will change from a parliamentary system to a presidential system. Let us have a debate on that.
Okay.
Let us not go around beating around the bush.
I tell you what, let's finish this and maybe we'll come to that debate also. Why not? We have everyone out here. We can have that debate, as we go along. But Jayanarayan Vyas, let me just get you in. How much is the backing for this? And is this really an idea that the government and the BJP are about to try and push?
See, I don't think it is any party's agenda. Let us be very clear. You know, this is not something which one should look at a narrow angle as far as the party A or party B are concerned. First of all, it's a recommendation of the parliamentary committee which has debated threadbare this issue. Second, our the president then also has opined and said this will be a better thing to go about. Third is that till 71, when Indira Gandhi advanced the election by 1 year, we had the simultaneous elections. So this is not something which is, you know, if you look at the elections of 1952, 57, 62, 67, You know, but for that meddling with the advancement of election by 1 year by Mrs. Gandhi, I think still we would have been going ahead with the same system. So I think there is a need, maybe, you know.
You know, you just mentioned, hang on, you just mentioned the parliamentary committee recommending it. Actually, what the parliamentary committee said is the committee is conscious of the fact holding simultaneous elections may not be feasible in 2016 or even in a decade, but it expresses confidence that a solution will be found to reduce the frequency of elections, which relieves people and government machinery being tired of frequent electoral processes. It's slightly different. It says that we should try and find ways to reduce the number of elections without actually saying that we should have simultaneous elections, you know, 2 years from now. This is what the standing committee specifically says.
The recommendation that you're talking about, because they said it's too short a time to hold the first recommended the elections to be held in two phases. One, and after 3 years, the another, when the parliament, one will be coterminous with the parliament, the other will be while the parliament is going on halfway. So at 2016, it will be too short a time to hold the election. And therefore, they said it may not be feasible. It could be tried in 2019 along with
the election. No, it says only possible within a decade. A decade means 2025. So that's a long time away. So at least two general elections from now is what the standing committee seems to be saying. All right. Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, let me get everyone else in. Ashutosh.
Vikram, I think it's a bad idea for the two simple reasons. One reason is that India is a diverse country. The diversity has to reflect in our democracy, in the parliamentary form of the government. This whole concept that unity form the government is against that diversity, that unity in diversity. Point number one. The point number two.
Why is this unitary? I'm just sort of playing devil's advocate out here. Why is it unitary? Anybody could win any of the elections.
Let's imagine there is a simultaneous election, the parliamentary elections and the assembly elections. Small political parties who reflects the diversity and the culture and the tradition of that particular assembly. Then the voter has to make a choice between the parliament election as well as assembly elections. What the result shows, and Mr. Chokar has done a study, out of 31 state election which has gone against the parliament, 24 has chosen the party at the center. Where, what does it mean? This means that diversity is going to be killed.
It is still theoretically possible that in Delhi somebody will say, okay, I'm going to vote BJP at the center and Aam Aadmi
Party
happens, at
that
the
happens,
state
that
level.
See, when there is a wave, like there's a popular prime minister, there is a wave. Obviously, the voter gets confused between the center and the state election. The point number two, which is far more important, why this debate starts? Why it started in 1971? Why it starting right now? Because this has a dictatorial streak. And Mr. Chokar has talked about the unitary form of the government. Unitary form of the government, which has been defined by the RSS, the bunch of thought means what? That has to be understood.
Okay. Let me get you in, Mr. Tyagi.
आपकी जो debate है, उससे दो चीजें और निकल कर आई हैं, जिसको मैं कहना चाहता हूँ और अपनी पार्टी की तरफ से कहना चाहता हूँ कि एक तो हम टू पार्टी सिस्टम का विरोध करते हैं. दूसरा जो प्रेसिडेंशियल फॉर्म ऑफ गवर्नमेंट की बात इसी डिबेट के अंदर से निकलती है, उसका हम विरोध करते हैं. तीसरा, ये अच्छा आइडिया है लेकिन मुश्किल भरा आइडिया है. इस देश के अंदर 100 बार से ज़्यादा प्रेसिडेंट रूल रख चुका है, स्टेट असेंबली डिजोल्व हो चुकी है. वो और अलग एक डिबेट है कि 60 बार विधानसभाओं में उस पार्टी का बहुमत था लेकिन उसको नज़रअंदाज करके भी प्रेसिडेंट रूल लगा दिया गया. तो इसकी आड़ में ये खतरे भी छिपे हुए हैं. लेकिन इसमें सबसे बड़ी दिक्कत आएगी आर्टिकल 356 की. क्या एक हाउस के अंदर किसी विधानसभा में अगर बहुमत नहीं रहता है तो आर्टिकल 356 को ख़त्म करो. जब तक वो रहेगा तो किसी को भी गवर्नर रूल लगाने की रहेगी. और ऐसी आइडियलिस्टिक और इतना मैच्योर डेमोक्रेसी माफ़ करना हमारे यहाँ नहीं है, जिस तरह का हम विधानसभाओं में देखते हैं. एंटी डिफेक्शन लॉ को आप इफेक्टिव कीजिए, यहाँ पर 6-6 महीने तक एंटी डिफेक्शन लॉ काम नहीं करता है. मैंने कई असेंबली
आप कह रहे हैं कि अच्छा आइडिया है पर इसको लागू करना मुश्किल होगा,
बहुत मुश्किल होगा.
ओके, लेट मी जस्ट अजय, बिफोर आई कम टू यू, वी डू हैव कुरेशी जॉइनिंग अस. लेट्स गेट अनदर फॉर्मर चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर, ही इज जॉइनिंग अस फ्रॉम नेपाल. सो आई जस्ट वांट टू ट्राई एंड यू नो इंश्योर दैट आई गेट टू हिम बिफोर द सिग्नल गोज. डॉक्टर कुरेशी, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस. जस्ट वांटेड टू गेट योर सेंस ऑन दिस एंटायर फीजिबिलिटी and desirability both of actually having simultaneous elections? How do you think it could work?
Two reasons which the Prime Minister gave, which means the very high cost, which needs to be cut down, and also the dislocation of the normal work, which happens for 3.5 to 4 months. So for these two reasons, it's a good idea to have simultaneous elections. I would like to add two more reasons which they have not voiced. Whenever we are in the election mode, we are also in the corruption mode. And the fourth reason why simultaneous election will be good, because close to the election, because of the vote bank politics, increase communal caste and all kinds of tensions and violence. Therefore, we are always in a disharmony mode because we are always in the election mode. For these four reasons, simultaneous election is a good idea. But feasibility is the very big issue. How would you synchronize the fact that the assemblies keep on falling anytime? That is the course of their democratic process. So there is no way that you can stop a state government falling every now and then.
Number one, you said, with the country constantly being in election mode, that every 3 or 4 months or 5 months or 6 months, there's an election in some part of the country, you're saying it actually makes sure that communal tension and other tension remains high because, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff is happening to win an election in one corner of the country. Whereas if you're having simultaneous elections, all of that is restricted to a 2-3 month period every 5 years. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. These are four bad reasons against the segregated election.
Actually, he made one or two really interesting points. You know, we keep on saying that the surges that we see in, you know, communal tension, caste tension, this tension, that tension, populist economic policies, all of that is because of politics, because there's an election coming somewhere or the other. We just had that happening in Uttar Pradesh. Now the Gujarat elections are going to come, there's again going to be something. Then Himachal will come, there'll be something. Something else will come, there'll be something. He says politics is, the running of the government and governance is isolated from politics except every 5 years.
Coming from a very intelligent guy like Mr. Qureshi is very disappointing, because fundamental issues, 20 years back, were you discussing communal issues or not? The fact is that it's an awful idea for the simple reason is, forget the political caps we wear. Somebody said 71, somebody said now. What is the ethos of democracy? That the people should get the ability to choose their leaders. ADR did a report saying that if you have simultaneously, 70% will win. Within 6 months, it dropped down to 60%. Within 2 years, it might drop further on. So what you're trying to say is, first of all, vitiate the atmosphere of elections. Second issue is election commission says the corruption will be only at one time, which is again ridiculous because it may be only in the election.
It's not the election commission saying this is Mr. Qureshi.
No, Mr. Qureshi. The second issue is cost. And people keep talking about, the cost of the elections. And I want to just, it's 4,300 crores. India's got a GDP of 150 lakh crores. So this is a red herring by a sarkar which believes in circus, because it's again diverting the whole attention. You can't modify the constitution. You'll go against the ethos of democracy. By the way, you guys should think about jobs, so let's find out a new argument, should we have simultaneous elections. So the whole idea is to divert all of us. We are debating it in big fight. So
to be fair to the government, sort of the government is saying we need to debate this.
No, the government is saying it. The Prime Minister said it in NITI Aayog. Once in the Prime Minister said it in NITI Aayog.
Because both the Prime Minister as well as the BJP President, correct, Amit Shah, have spoken about this repeatedly. In fact, I think the PM has spoken about it on at least 3 occasions. Amit Shah also on a couple of occasions. So, the government seems to be very much in favor of this idea.
Okay.
And, so I've got just 3 quick points to make on this. One is that from all the discussions so far, it's very obvious it's a logistical nightmare to implement. So, really, at a point of time when our economy is in such bad shape and there's so many other issues facing us, should we try to now negotiate this maze and, God knows where we
end up? Logistical nightmares. We did demonetization. If we can manage demonetization,
but we
can manage...
But we haven't managed... Look at what demonetization has led to. It has not
it led
been successful.
To the BJP winning Uttar Pradesh elections. Okay. That's
and
what it
has not and been successful, right? Okay. Number two, it very much feeds into Narendra Modi's idea of a presidential form of government, because that is really at the heart of this whole debate.
Okay.
And thirdly, this whole argument that governance, goes into disarray, it's in peril because in some corner or the other an election is being held. I want to say something. Over the last few years, You know, we've seen elections become so competitive, so competitive. I mean, I have never seen a prime minister throw himself into a state assembly election the way Narendra Modi does. UP was about,
I mean,
Narendra
when is the last
Modi
time you've seen a political party spending so much time and effort on the third Rajya Sabha seat in
absolutely,
a particular
absolutely.
State? So, yes.
The point is that state assembly elections should be left to the states and the central, you know,
okay,
general election should be left to
can
the
I,
center.
Can I
mention, you cannot
I just wanted
mix
to ask you, I want
up.
To throw this back to, I want to throw this back to Mr. Qureshi. I just wanted to ask you, the basic point that Ajoy made out here was that you will have a situation where in the state elections, the same parties are going to end up winning as are likely to win at the center. Is that something which there's enough data to substantiate? Because, I mean, I'm just coming back to Ashutosh and the Delhi example. The BJP won all the Lok Sabha seats in Delhi and lost all the seats, well, virtually, you know, that's a small...
It wasn't simultaneous.
Yes, but wasn't
no.
that much time
no,
between
no,
the
No, but
two.
It makes
but
a difference.
Wasn't that much
no,
time
but there's this 40%. That's what I'm saying. That even that
almost
small
a year
period.
But
the
a year wouldn't
elections.
Have been enough for anti-incumbency against the center.
There's a huge amount of drop.
Very
there's
much.
A huge amount of drop, even if it is close.
This is an article that Sanjay Kumar, director of CSDS, and I wrote in The Hindu. And Sanjay Kumar, based on the CSDS data, has said after 1989, there were 31 instances where simultaneous elections were held for parliament and state assembly. Out of those 31, and he is given the years for, out of those 31, in 24, the same party won both assembly and parliament. Only in 7, the different parties
but
won.
But that doesn't show causality. I mean, it's
obviously there is no causality. In these matters, there will never be causality. Dr. Qureshi says that corruption happens when there is election. So if you want to eradicate corruption, we should eradicate election.
Correct.
I mean, it may come to that argument.
Hang on.
Just a minute.
Communal tension happens when there is election. So let there be no election. There will be no communal tension.
It may come to that too.
What world are we living in? No. And this, what Ajoy said about the money is spent. So money is spent. Democracy has a cost.
Absolutely.
We will put a monetary figure on
absolutely.
Democracy.
Absolutely.
Thirdly, the governance suffers. As Aarti said, Tripura mein election, there is an election going on in Tripura. The entire political party establishment goes there. I mean, the model code of conduct, those who have read the model code of conduct that I have read, says nothing except the political party will abide by the law of the land. There is no big deal in the model code of conduct. This is an excuse people use.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is no rational reason constitutionally. There is a federal government, then there are 29 states which are constitutionally independent entities. They have their own rhythm of
election. General Vyas wants to come in, but before that, Mr. Qureshi, I just want to ask you, on this point that is being made, that it in some way will go against the federal character because the nature is that when people, if there are simultaneous elections, people will vote on which party they want at the center and will tend to vote for that same party in the state election, you know, which may have otherwise been different. So you're destroying the basic nature of federal democracy.
You know, Vikram, unfortunately, on the basis of part of my statement, people have started attacking my statement. You have not heard all my arguments. All I have said is that it may be desirable, but it is not feasible. And all the arguments which were given by Professor Chokar and all others have been written by me in several articles and which these guys have read.
Please stop using his own arguments and criticizing him.
I apologize to Dr. Qureshi.
Hold on. Another thing.
Truth.
People love elections. I have written that people love elections. There is a slogan which I heard from somebody that jab jab chunav aata hai, logon ke gareeb ke pet mein pulao aata hai. Jobs get created. In fact, the frequent elections are good for many people. People love frequent elections. So, in fact, you should read my entire argument with the balances, and then I give a third route that what you are trying to achieve through simultaneous election, you can achieve by some other route. You can bring down the cost. Why don't you put a cap on political party expenditure?
Because political parties will bypass it. That's the unfortunate answer to that particular point.
You can do it in half a day.
How will it bring down the cost? I mean, you will still have to campaign in every assembly segment. You will still have to campaign in every Lok Sabha segment.
But the costs are...
You've got separate candidates for assembly.
Okay, Kendra and Vyas, you've been hearing some of the arguments out here. Let me come back to you.
With all due respect to the fellow panelists, I will like to make 3 points. Number one, yes, it will need constitutional amendment. And it because unless you amend the relevant sections in the Indian constitution, which the parliamentary committee also has said that 83, 85, 172 and 174 articles will need to be amended. And therefore, unless there is a consensus, this kind of a cry which is going on, that this is all presidential system of governance that the BJP is gunning for, I think there is no substance in it. Because unless there is a consensus, there is not going to be possible to amend the constitution. So I don't think there is even iota of doubt as far as intentions of BJP are concerned. And it is the absolutely wrong thing to say that there is something which is behind their mind and which is not apparent on the surface. Number two, for first 20 years of our democracy, formative years, this system worked. You had no problem. There the federal structure was not threatened. Everything went on smoothly. Now you feel that the federal structure will be threatened is not very correct or very realistic thing to talk about. Parliamentary committee has debated on this issue and they have said that it could be at the best held in two parts, I think, which is a very logical suggestion. Third, though the gentleman who was saying that there is no problem regarding the developmental works, except this small thing where there is a restraint because of the elections, is absolutely wrong. The day the model code of conduct comes into existence, all developmental work, no new works are sanctioned, no files are processed, no transfers take place.
Only in that one state.
So why you want
not
to
across
have
the country?
The model code of conduct kicks into only one state.
But the point that
Dr. Qureshi was saying that the vitiation of the atmosphere that can happen nationwide because if you're provoking caste or communal,
that has turned a state assembly election into a national election, including us in the media. By the way, we cover state assembly elections now as if they're national polls.
Okay. I tell you, all three points are not valid. BJP has been vocal about it. The RSS has been vocal about it. They want a unity form of the government. This will be first step in their direction. In the unity form of the government, according to the RSS, does not need any state assembly, does not need a chief minister. And if you want to read it, please read the literature available. So there is a sinister agenda. Point number two, he's talking about the initial 20 years. The country, there was a Congress system where the party at the center and the party at the state were the same political parties. There was hardly any regional political party in this country, so that argument does not stand. The point number three, and there is a myth which has been made in this country that during the coalition times, all the time when the elections are happening, development do not happen. After 1991, this country was led by 23 political parties, 27 political parties, and 32 political parties, and this country has developed from 1991 to 2017. We had a 9% growth rate from 2004 to 2011, when the country was supposedly led by the weakest prime minister. When we have the most powerful prime minister, supposedly, our economy is tanking. Why? So it has nothing to do with the governance. It has nothing to do with the development.
Can I give General Vyas a chance and I'll come back to you?
The competence of the prime minister, that is at question. So if Manmohan Singh can lead a country for 9% consistent growth rate, why can't Mr. Modi can do it?
He's saying that the desire in the BJP that we shouldn't be having too many, do away with the state elections and try and just have a unitary form of government with one party, one leader, it's the right direction.
You can read Golwalkar Bunch of Thought. Several times it has been mentioned. Unitary form of the government.
I am asking the straight question to the gentleman who is making this allegation.
These are not allegations. These are based on fact. Read bunch of thought. Golwalkar on record.
Report.
Not once but three times.
Ashutosh, let General Ryan Bialpi.
The former president of India, he is such a strong statesman and a very astute politician. Pranabda made a statement because BJP wanted him to make that statement. What are we talking? There is a debate. You know, unless you amend the constitution, nothing is going to go ahead. Every party will be involved as far as the process is concerned. Why are you unnecessarily trying to see the ghost where it is not?
No, there is a ghost.
Then I want to come to Tyagiji again.
The first question.
That is in your thoughts. The ghost is there.
The ghost is in the bunch of thought. Read Golwalkar's book. It's there. It's right there in the bunch of thought. Not once but three times.
Better you clean it up.
Okay. He's the RSS second chief, the most powerful man. And it is not a coincidence that Mr. Bhagwat a week back has made a similar statement.
So the question again is the model code of conduct. It says you cannot.
Are not going
I'll just
to
finish
it up.
The model code of conduct.
Don't try to unnecessarily get biased. There is a merit for discussion in this topic. Don't divert the topic.
Okay. Vyasap is saying that no development work happens. Again, it's a false statement. For the simple fact is, you can't announce new projects. But your normal developmental work, and it's not supposed to keep announcing unless it's the BJP who keeps announcing new projects every 2 days and forgets about it. You can't announce new projects. That's it. Roads kept getting being made. Hospitals will continue to be made. All projects are normal. So this nonsense that governance stops is absolutely a red herring. The second issue is, if you look at the fundamentals of democracy, people have the right to choose. The state elections, the panchayat elections, and even the village elections are different issues. Don't bring
them
together.
You're assuming that the voter can't tell the difference if it's happening on the same day. You're assuming that the voter will not...
No, we're not trying to say that the voter is so naive
and the voter has no capability to understand the issues involved.
So, Vyasa, one second.
The voter is absolutely... Let me choose that argument.
Let me answer them. For past... Every time they say, 60 years, 60 years... Suppose the BJP... 60 years, they voted a non-BJP government, Congress or anyone else. That means the voters were stupid. When voters were stupid earlier, and they become suddenly bright because Modi's come. I mean, come on, get real, yaar. Let me get Mr. Tyagi in.
Yeah.
Chaukar saab ke jo issues hai, kafi lambe samay se main unko follow karta hu. Behas ka mudda asal mein wo hona chahiye ki rajnitik dalon ko jo benami chunav mein chanda milta hai, us pe rok lagni chahiye ki nahi lagni chahiye. जितने भी चुनाव होते हैं हर बार पहले से ज़्यादा पैसा आ जाता है और जो मेजर पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हैं उनको ज़्यादा आता है. तो जो बुनियादी सवाल थे वो थे. नंबर टू, जो आर्टिकल 356 है जिसका जयनारायण जी भी जिक्र कर रहे थे, इस देश में जितना दुरुपयोग और उसके जो सबसे बड़े कस्टोडियन है मिसयूज़ के, वो हमारे दोस्त अजय कुमार हैं. कांग्रेस पार्टी के शासन काल में कितनी बार लगा होगा राष्ट्रपति शासन. सुनो एक बार ऐसा भी हुआ है कि पंडित जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने अपनी ही पार्टी के मुख्यमंत्री के खिलाफ ये आर्टिकल 356 मिसयूज कर दिया, अपनी कांग्रेस पार्टी के खिलाफ. ये कोई डेमोक्रेसी थी? वो भी एरिस्टोक्रेसी थी और ऑटोक्रेसी थी. ऐसा मत किए. मैं कहना चाहता हूँ जो इसके अंदर खराबियाँ हैं उन्हें ठीक कीजिए. एप्रीहेंशंस हैं लोगों के. जैसे मैं आपसे कहता हूँ टू पार्टी सिस्टम के मैं खिलाफ हूँ. आखिरी आदमी होगी पार्टी हमारी होगी जो टू पार्टी सिस्टम को सपोर्ट करेगी. हम बिहार की पार्टी है हमारी. वहाँ की जो बिहारी मासीज हैं उसके एस्पिरेशंस को वी एंड ओनली वी रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं. TDP है, अकाली दल है.
अब सिर्फ उन्हीं पार्टी के नाम ले रहे हैं जो एनडीए के या तो साथ हैं या हो सकते हैं.
नहीं, मैं उन
बदल गया सर, बदल गए.
इसमें एनडीए नॉन एनडीए नहीं है. विक्रम
त्यागी जी समाजवादी हैं. लोहिया जी कहा करते थे जिंदा को मैं 5 साल इंतजार नहीं कर सकती, तो उस सिद्धांत का क्या होगा सर?
ऐसा है कि जिस दौर की आप बात कर रहे हैं वो दो रोज बदलते हैं. वो रिबेलियन थे और जब कांग्रेस पार्टी बर्फ की तरह देश की राजनीति में जम गई तो डॉक्टर लोहिया ने सिद्धांत दिया था कि 5 साल कैसे इंतजार करोगे. आंदोलन करो, संघर्ष करो, सरकार को मजबूर करो.
ये तो आंदोलन विरोधी हो जाएगा फिर तो.
क्या
जो बात आप कह रहे हैं जिसका आप सपोर्ट करो तो आंदोलन विरोधी हो जाएगा, लोकतंत्र विरोधी हो जाएगा.
बता दीजिए ना मेरे दोस्त.
मान लीजिए
चाहते क्या है इस सरकार के खिलाफ आंदोलन शुरू करें.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
लेट मी एक्चुअली टर्न टू यू एंड टू डॉक्टर कुरैशी. ओके, व्हाटएवर द इश्यूज अराउंड इट, इट्स अ पॉसिबल आइडिया फॉर अ रिफॉर्म. यू आर सेइंग इट्स नॉट अ गुड आइडिया. What would you do? One or two simple points.
The form of the political system requires only two things. Political parties should function democratically in their internal functioning. Two, they should be financially transparent.
Correct.
These are the two things that are required.
Yes.
Simultaneous elections have no place in the reform agenda of the country.
So internal elections and political parties and internal transparency.
Demonstrable internal democracy in the functioning of political parties.
And you can see that all the political parties right now have suddenly gone pale because he's trying to think who in the Congress party is going to attack Rahul Gandhi. He's thinking who in the Aam Aadmi party is going to attack Kejriwal. Vikram, and Mr. Jenner and Vyas is saying, are you really wanting us to attack either Mr. Modi or Amit Shah? That's the problem.
This is the proof that this is what is good for this country.
Now let me ask.
And मुझे चोकर साहब से शिकायत है कि छह पार्टियों के इन्होंने खाते निकाले हैं जिनको पैसा मिलता है उसमें मेरी पार्टी का नाम ही नहीं है.
सर आप मजाक कर रहे हैं तो मैं जवाब दे देता हूँ.
हाँ दे दीजिए.
आपकी पार्टी को पैसा मिले तो आपका नाम रखे.
डॉक्टर कुरैशी, जस्ट वांटेड टू आस्क यू, वी हर्ड अ कपल ऑफ आइडियाज, वन ऑफ देम ओवरलैप्स विद यू, financial transparency, and he says internal democracy within political parties.
Very good.
Would you add something to that? So you can't say very good. What's happened to poor Mr. Sharad Yadav? He was trying to make a point, and like, what happened to him? So no political party likes internal democracy. Let's be clear on it.
Yeah.
I'm hearing silence all around.
The two points made by Dr.
Choker are entirely. Dynasties have taken over all political parties.
And no political party at the
end
of the day.
But there is no dynasty succession in JDU. Neither we are getting money from the industries. No, it is a dynastic succession.
Well, maybe not, but the fact that there should be one Supremo who's
one man has taken
is common
over.
To all political parties. Why no one is saying anything about it? See, you're noticing the stunning silence from all members of the panel.
The fundamental
okay,
reform.
You said there's no silence. Would you like internal democracy in the Congress party? Let's have an election for the Congress president.
No, in fact, the process of election, and let me be honest, it's a fact that all parties are affected with it. And for a minute, let's remove our political cap and say it. What he suggested is fundamentally critical. Instead of going on with rating, transparency, and it includes us, it includes the BJP, it includes us.
Which is Vikram, the day Vikram, that you're going to step forward and say, I want to challenge Rahul Gandhi for the post of Congress.
Again, that's where the debate. I think it is mandatory for political parties if we wish for the good of this country on transparency, even on, and I'll come to a very important point. Earlier, you used to have the 20,000, it back to 2,000, and this misconception that Mr. Modi has done, now corporates can contribute any amount. And anonymous.
You've digressed a bit from internal democracy in the party, and I can understand why you've
no,
digressed.
No, internal should be there.
Jainarayan Vyas, internal democracy and transparency in all political funding, is that something that you think is even possible?
Whatever we are talking is an ideal thing. And I have learned as a student of science that when you talk about absolute ideal, it is almost as good as impossible. There are going to be, wherever human being is involved, there is going to be some element of little bit bias towards a person or otherwise. I think both the ideas are good. There is nothing wrong about it.
Stunningly, that's an honest statement. That it's an ideal, which is so far away so as to be impossible. So I'm glad you said it as categorically as that.
Vikram, you know, one reason why we're seeing this multiplicity of parties and regional parties is because of the lack of internal democracy in the mainstream parties. People who feel suffocated leave. I mean, Sharad Pawar, Mamata Banerjee, you know, Chandrababu Naidu, they all left because they felt suffocated in the mother party.
I'm not so sure about the multiplicity of parties. We seem to be moving back to a one-party system.
No, well, I don't know. But right now, you do have regional parties across the spectrum, and they're all moving out because of
the party where they were feeling suffocated. They've established similar regimes.
Okay, can I just turn to the audience?
Unfortunately, that is very correct.
Okay, hang on. I am flat out of time already on the program. I want to get some members of the audience and the lady here.
People have raised all these different kinds of objections to the new system, that if pick your choice of colossus, you want Nehru or Indira or Modi or whoever you pick, you put them in a unitary system and you have some or the other objection to it, right? Basically, the point I'm trying to make is that
system should outlast its ruler. The ruler. Okay, it's a very valid point. I think it's well stated as well. Yeah. Let me get final thoughts from everybody.
Dr. Qureshi, let me start by getting your final thoughts. I mean, how would you sum up some of what you've heard?
You know, again, in one line, it may be desirable, but it is not feasible. Secondly, one point which has been missed in the debate which I had made, that there should be a cap on political party expenditure. The real problem begins there.
Okay, fair enough. Final thoughts from you.
I think simultaneous elections is not an issue that we should be spending our time and energy on. We should be spending our time and energy on making political parties internally democratic with demonstrable democracy in their internal functioning. Not the kind of elections that are held when a state assembly elections are held. The party which wins the most seats, two observers go from the high command and they talk to everybody and then they whisper a name in people's ears and there is a so-called election. Real election should be held from the bottom up in all political parties. And
how are you going to enforce it is a moot point.
The country has to enforce it. I don't have to enforce it. Political parties have to learn to do it in their own benefit. Otherwise, they will get so discredited that the democracy as a concept in this country will be at risk.
Okay. Aarti, final thoughts.
Well, I think the vibrancy of our democracy is reflected in the diversity of our country. And if you're going to straitjacket this, you know, this whole democracy into a unitary system where you basically reduce it to a two-party system, I mean, you
take... That's not what the proposal is, though. So
no, but that is ultimately what's going to happen because this kind of, you know, simultaneous election is going to break the back of all regional parties. And, you know, what is really exciting about Indian democracy and about Indian elections is that you have all these little parties that compete and sometimes suddenly an Aam Aadmi party springs up from nowhere and, you know, wins an election. I mean, you're taking away, you know...
Look at that expression, Ashutosh. Where did I spring up from nowhere?
All right,
Tyagi ji,
aakhri
comment.
Tyagi ji, aakhri comment. Jo behas
the system offers us. Electoral reforms ka ek hissa hai. मैं चाहता हूं कि जो बजट सेशन आ रहा है उससे पहले वाले सेशन में प्रधानमंत्री को पार्लियामेंट्री अफेयर मिनिस्टर को सारी पार्टीज को एनरोल करना चाहिए और मैं फिर चौधरी साहब से एग्री करता हूं ब्लैक मनी कैसे कम हो खत्म तो नहीं हो सकता चौधरी साहब सॉरी टू से ब्लैक मनी कैसे इसमें कम इस्तेमाल हो मसल मैन कैसे कम इस्तेमाल हो दारू की बोतलें और जो करोड़ रुपए पकड़े जाते हैं वो कैसे खत्म हो वो भी इसके इलेक्टोरल रिफॉर्म्स का हिस्सा होना चाहिए
ओके आशुतोष फाइनल थॉट
ऑन द ग्राउंड एवरी कैंडिडेट बिलोंगिंग टू द मेन पॉलिटिकल पार्टी लाइक बीजेपी इन द कांग्रेस एंड द स्मॉल रीजनल पॉलिटिकल पार्टी दे स्पेंड 30 करोड़ 40 करोड़ 60 करोड़ व्हिच इज नेवर अकाउंटेड फॉर फॉरगेट अबाउट द मनी स्पेंड बाय द पॉलिटिकल पार्टी इटसेल्फ सो द फंडामेंटल इश्यूज Are we in a position to handle that or not? That's a point number one. The point number two, which is very important, at least these elections are making these political parties and the governments responsible and accountable because they know every 6 years, every 6 months, they have to go for election. So at least they are doing something which is developmental in its mode.
Ajay, final thought.
One of the best ways to hold the politicians' feet to the fire is these elections which keep happening. There is some control on it. Imagine a guy 5 years. I mean, it's going to be scary. Demonetization karega, uske baad kuch aur karega. That continuously things will keep happening. So you need to have people who, every 6 months elections to control people.
General and Vyas, final thoughts on the show from you, then I have to wrap.
I think we should not make up our mind and, you know, most of my friends have written the judgment and they are sitting in the jury.
What is that? Let
the idea be honestly examined. I think at least it deserves it a serious debate and attention. I mean, nothing is going to happen so soon. Let us examine. If it is not
I thought that's
for the
what
country,
we were doing. We were debating it.
Automatically. There are so many things which come into debate and
you can't question Modi.
That's exactly what
we're
doing here, sir. Look, it's an interesting idea which has come forward. It's being discussed. And as with all ideas, it deserves to be discussed and debated. Look at the pros, look at the cons, and then we can decide whether it is a path on which the country should move or should not move. In any case, the probability of this happening in the near future is rather scant. It does require constitutional amendments and all sorts of other things, but it's at least worth discussing. You're watching The Big Fight. We'll be back next week.